KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo. We're going to spend some time this morning looking at automation and the challenges that come when we train people for our robotic future. A Ball State survey shows 63% of jobs in Riverside are predicted to be automated by 2025. Again, consider 60% of jobs in California's fourth largest county are forecasted to be automated. How these workers are trained will determine the state of California's economy for decades to come. And with that, we welcome two people intimately versed in this training, Kate Dunham and Annalise Goger of Oakland-based Social Policy Research. Both lead job training courses for workers displaced by automation, and they join us now. Welcome to the California Report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kate, I want to start with you and talk about this idea that one of the key jobs is going to be managing these automation services, so essentially managing the robots.
Well, that's the thing. Again, there's a lot of debate about whether there'll be more jobs or fewer jobs, but one thing we know for sure is the jobs will be different. While previously folks would have maintained the equipment on, say, a manufacturing production line using a wrench and a screwdriver, now they're going to have to program the automation to run that production line. A lot of folks have come into it, spent many, many years more using their brawn and their hands directly, and now they have to use very different skills.
Some of the other things we see pretty often, folks that there's a large substance abuse, the opioid epidemic that we hear about a lot, then maybe you go into corrections and then you're coming out and you have mental health issues, so you have three different types of services that person might need. So it's not just about training, but how do you connect that person with transportation they need, childcare they need, mental health services they need. So we see that transportation is one of the biggest things that we hear.
And actually, we see these problems in California. They may be a little different. In California, one of the issues that workers being trained have is the cost of living and housing. Mm. So we don't see as much of this a barrier of lack of affordable housing in some of those Rust Belt areas, but we see it here. And so it's very hard, again, to be able to go to a job or go to job training and pay attention when you have nowhere to live.
I want to thank both of you so much for joining us on the California Report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for this training to happen, to get through those barriers we were just hearing about, there has to be internet access, especially in schools, whether it's elementary or vo-tech. That's why Coachella Valley Assembly member Eduardo Garcia is pushing through a bill that would fund high-speed internet infrastructure in areas where it doesn't exist, like Riverside County. In fact, the Coachella Valley Democrat says school officials saw how bad internet service is in parts of Riverside County when a local school district bought iPads for each student.
We ran into a couple of problems. One is the existing capacity within the available broadband technology services. And the second was when these children took these devices home, in some instances, there was no connectivity. And so the school district had to get very creative and wire up some of the school buses and place them in some of the most remote areas of the school district so that at minimal, the students and their families could have some form of connectivity. Now, that's a very creative way of addressing the issue, but that's not the end-all solution. And so that's a perfect example that happens in many parts of the state of California, all the way up and down. And so we want to make sure that for the purpose of education, for the purpose of making sure that we can provide good, efficient medicine, telehealth services, that the broadband connectivity is in place in all, when possible, parts of the state of California.
There's a belief right now among some people that the internet has essentially become a public utility. Some people have called it actually a basic human right. Do you think that the internet is a basic human right?
Yeah, the short answer is yes. I mean, in order to do anything in today's world, if you're a person looking for a job, if you're a person trying to apply for a college education, if you are now, we're talking about a person who has a 2-3 hour commute to a specialty care type of doctor. You know, if you live in a rural part of the state and your emergency operation services are limited in terms of communications, all these things are essential, you know, to the health and well-being of a community. And, you know, I started off by talking about the economic circumstances in some of these parts of the state. This allows for tremendous amount of opportunities for the growth of economic development opportunities.
Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia of the Coachella Valley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, we just heard Assemblymember Garcia explain why internet access is needed in every education center, although that's not the philosophy of one Northern California public school. KQED's Sarah Craig takes us to this school where the teachers are tech adverse.
Stonebridge School is a K through 8th grade charter school in Napa County, surrounded by fields of wine grapes. And every morning, the first grade class sings, a bit off key. But what they don't do and are discouraged from is touch computers. Bill Bindewald is the principal at the Waldorf-inspired school, where they only focus on hands-on learning.
I think the best way to call it is it's not a no-tech, it's a slow-tech.
Well, at least for the younger crowd. First grade teacher Michelle Conyers sees the slow tech benefits firsthand.
There's so many other things that they can be learning and just out there, just even learning to play. There's so much use in playing outdoors, in playing in the woods, in playing in water, throwing airplanes, learning, oh, if I just bend this little here and this little there, look how my airplane is flying now. There's so much use to that.
Studies suggest Waldorf leads to greater creativity and critical thinking. One found 8th grade test scores to be competitive with normal public schools. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Craig.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, celebrating 20 years of advancing healthcare that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
We want to hear what you think about automation. You can write us. We're at thecalreport@kqed.org. And of course, you can always tweet me. I'm at JohnLGC. And this has been the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.